Okay, before you bring this up to Bane,
right?
Think to yourself, is this a feasible idea?
It absolutely is a feasible idea. Okay, Zelly, an action movie is probably the most feasible idea ever. Okay?
But how is it going to get you contracts?
I'm not worried about the contract, Zelly. I'm worried about getting my action movie done, okay? The story of Hank Hardbody needs to be told, all right? Blast World is going to be one of the greatest action series ever.
That may be true, but we still have to convince Bane.
Hey, you just leave that to me, Puddin' Pop. I got it.
Don't call me Puddin' Pop.
I don't know, Jelly. I kind of like the name Puddin' Pop. It's kind of fun. And now I want a Puddin' Pop. I'm going to go down to the kitchen.
Oh, can't we get dirty? Real dirty, baby. No holds barred with Bill being a show. Wanna get filthy right now?
Welcome to No Holds Barred with Bill Venus, where I'm the host. Bill Venus, I'm an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. And joining me, as always, my co-host, my partner, my tag team partner, mi amigo, and the guy who's got the fate of this show in his hands, in his delicate, soft, smooth hands.
Huh?
Hands that are fit to handle silk, the finest silk in the world. Not a wrinkle on that hand. It's so smooth and silky and soft.
What?
Just like a baby's hand over there with his hair cut. Big on the score, Bane. Big on the score, Bane. How are you doing today?
What the hell was that? What the hell was that, man?
I don't know. I was just trying to amp you up just to, you know, give a solid introduction for
that's
you.
Not a
okay?
That's not a yeah. solid introduction, Bill. You said I have baby hands.
Well, you do. What if? Yeah, I'm just trying to let everybody know. You know, I wish my hands were as soft as yours. They're bigger than a scorpion, but no, I have these rough, manly, terrible, you know, calloused hands. Not everybody can have little soft, delicate baby
I don't
hands
have
like
soft...
you, bigger than a scorpion. You should be proud of your soft, delicate baby
I
hands.
I don't have soft hands, Bill. I don't have soft hands.
I think you do.
Crap. What are you doing, man?
I'm just trying to give an introduction to the show, Big and the Scorpion. That's all I'm doing. What are you doing? Okay? Listen, Tyler's downstairs getting a pudding pop. All right? He'll be back in a minute. Till then, I got to tell you about something, Big and the Scorpion, and it's going to blow your socks off.
Is it?
All right? If I were you, I'd adjust those garter belts around your calves. To where they're just a little bit tighter.
I'm not
so your socks don't get blown off, all
I'm
right?
Not, I'm not wearing garter belts, Bill. I don't own garter belts that go around my calf, all right?
Well, whether they're around your calf or around your waist, I don't care.
I'm not wearing a garter belt, period, Bill.
Okay, I'm just saying adjust it to where it's a little tighter.
All right, just get on. What? What is it?
Two words, Big and the Scorpion. Two words, two names. Hank Hardbody.
Yeah.
You better go looking for your socks.
They're still on my feet. The socks are still on my feet, Bill.
Are they?
What the hell is Hank Hardbody? What is that?
Well, let me tell you. Have you ever heard of a little place called Blast World? Big in the score, Bane?
Nope. No, I have not.
That's because I made it up. All right. New action film.
Okay.
Starring me, mm-hmm. Billy B, as Hank Hardbody. All right.
Okay. That's it?
No. There's more to it, Big on the score, Bane.
Okay.
All right? There's more to it than that. All right?
I sure hope so.
Here's the story. All right? Just let me sit back, kick your socks off.
Yep.
Before they get blown off, Big on the score, Bane.
All right.
All right? Kick your socks off.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And let me tell you the story. All right? Post-apocalyptic. Dystopian wasteland.
Yeah.
All right. Hank Hardbody. Hello, me. Other words known as me.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm going to save the world. Hank Hardbody is going to save the world.
Okay.
From the new overlord of the entire world.
Got it.
Big and a Skull Bane. Lord Pencil Deck.
Lord Pencil Deck.
Yeah.
Pencil Deck?
Lord Pencil Deck. And here's the thing. You don't want to mess with him because he's very elusive. All right? He's very elusive. But Hank Hardbody has got his number.
Does he?
Hank Hardbody is going to put Lord Pencil Deck in check.
Oh.
All right?
Okay.
And when Hank Hardbody gets a hold of Lord Pencil Deck, blast off. Blast off in Blast World, there, Big Miss Scorpane.
Okay. It's not a good idea.
What?
It's a terrible idea, Bill. But
it's a great idea. It's a fantastic idea.
No.
What do you mean it's not a good idea?
I mean it's not a good idea. How are you going to fund this?
The credit card.
There's no sense to you having a movie. Doesn't make any sense.
It makes all the sense in the world, Big and a Skull Bane. And if you're not with me, Zelly, you called it. You called it. Big and a Skull Bane, he's not on board.
Yeah, you know what, Bigger,
you're just like syphilis.
What do you mean I'm like syphilis?
You're like syphilis, okay? You're flying way too close to the sun, and your wings are going to burn, all right? You're syphilis, Big and a Skull Bane.
Do you mean Icarus? It's Icarus. It's not syphilis, Bill.
I'm fairly positive it's syphilis.
Syphilis is a sexually transmitted disease. You moron.
You know what? You're a sexually transmitted disease. You're bigger than Scorpion.
You got a boom-bop, boom-bop, boom-bop. One in the right hand when the left stops. I got a boom-bop, boom-bop, boom-bop in both of my hands. The fun will never end.
Tyler.
When I have my boom-bops.
Tyler. We're kind of in the middle of a conversation here, man.
No, hang on. You enjoying those pudding pops, Tyler?
I love these pudding pops. These pudding pops are so good.
You paid full price for them, all right?
$17.83 after tax. Worth every dime, but not the pennies. It really should have just been an even number.
Why are they so expensive, Big and the Scorpion?
You're seriously charging that much for pudding pops, Bane? Come on.
Inflation, Zelly. It's affecting everybody, okay? And it also affects our pudding pops. Is there a problem with me adjusting the cost of pudding pops for inflation? Is there a problem with our pudding pops being worth a little bit more?
It's pudding pops.
Do we have a problem with that?
Yeah.
A little bit.
In this economy?
A little bit there, Big and a Skull Bane. It's pudding pops, okay? Okay, you can't be sitting around here charging out the wazoo for pudding pops. Big and the Scorpion. All right? The pudding pops.
Yeah.
$3 max for a pudding pop. Okay? You're talking what? $9? Somewhere around there? Upwards of $9 a piece for a pudding pop? That's way too much for a pudding pop there, Big and the Scorpion.
Way too much
for a pudding pop.
Way too much for a pudding
pop. It's not way too much.
And honestly, Bane, those pudding pops are not that good.
I like the pudding pops.
Tyler likes them. Tyler likes the pudding pops.
He likes everything.
What is with you guys? Okay? I'm just trying to make sure this studio stays afloat. All right? And if adjusting the cost of a pudding pop is what keeps us afloat, then let the pudding pops be our saving grace.
You know what?
Okay?
You are acting like a real Lord Pencil Deck right now, Big and a Skull Bane.
An absolute Lord Pencil Deck.
All right.
And I think it's uncalled for, all right? Frankly. Here's the thing. How about this, Big and a Skull Bane? How about we go downstairs to Umberto's right now, and we see if he's raised his prices, okay?
Okay.
Because if he's raised his prices, we won't say boo.
Good.
All right? But if he did... Oh, we're saying boo. We are saying boo so hard.
Yeah, okay.
Big and a Skull Bane.
Okay.
If his prices are the same, we are saying so much boo.
Okay.
All right? You're not even going to be able to handle the boo that we're going to spew in a few.
Yeah.
Straight at you.
Okay. Is that what you're doing? You're rhyming?
Well, it happened the first time, so I thought I'd keep it going. I thought it was fun. Let's go downstairs right now and let's see.
Okay.
Let's see what Umberto charges.
Okay.
If it's the same for a taco,
You got to lower the cost of them dadgum pudding pops because
that's fine. And I'll lower the cost of the pudding pops. If his are the same prices, I'll go with that.
Fine.
Go ahead. I will lower the cost of the pudding pops.
Sounds good.
But if he's raised his price, pudding pops are staying. Okay?
That's fine.
All right. Deal? Deal, Zilly?
We've got a deal.
All right, let's go get some tacos so we can prove Big and Skull Bane wrong and give him all the boo that he can handle.
Let's do it.
Hey, everybody. Bill Benis here. Just wanted to let you know that this episode of No Holds Barred with Bill Benis is brought to you in part by Tommy's Steakhouse. Because nothing smells better than a steak from that greasy floor at Tommy's Steakhouse. It's a heart attack from a cow. It's good stuff. Good stuff. The other part of this show is brought to you by our good friends at In the Marbles. That's right. Soda and Ethan get together, talk NASCAR. It's good times. You wanna hear a podcast about who's the better racer? Who's gonna drive the car faster? Who's gonna have the best sponsors? You're gonna wanna listen to In the Marbles with Soda and Ethan. Heck of a show. Heck of a dadgum show. Heck of a crew over there. All right? So check it out. In the Marbles and Tommy's Steakhouse. That's who the show's brought to you by this week. No matter what Big and the Score Bane says, I'm getting myself in a dadgum tent. Anywho.
Welcome back to No Holds Barred with Bill Benis, where I'm the host, Bill Benis. I'm an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off, and Big and the Score Bane. Get ready for the boo, because it's coming at your face.
Okay.
All right. All the boo you can handle and then some.
Okay.
What's that? You want seconds of boo? I got seconds of boo here for you.
Yep.
Oh, what's that? Your tummy's full of the boo? Too bad, because boo is also for dessert. Oh, what's that? You didn't save room for dessert? Well, make room, buddy, because the boo is coming at you.
Okay, well, listen, that was completely unnecessary. You could have just said, I was wrong. You were right, and you know, I'll lower the prices of the pudding pops down.
Good.
Okay.
That's good. That's all we asked for. That's all we want.
It's not like it matters anyway. I got so many other things that I've raised the cost of, so it's fine.
What's that? You, what?
I'm saying that, you know, nobody really buys those pudding pops, so it doesn't really matter if I lower the cost of them. If anything, it might increase sales because it'll be one of the cheaper things on the menu now.
What are you saying?
Now, what are you driving at there, Big and the Skull Bane? Over there. With your haircut?
Well, yeah, where are you driving to, pal? Huh? You going on a little excursion? Doing a little off-roading there, Big and the Skull Bane? Is that what you're doing, pal? I gotta tell you, I don't like the look of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going on an excursion. I have just... Again, I've raised the costs of most everything here in the kitchen.
What?
As far as bringing studio time.
What? You've raised the cost of the studio time, so now I'm going to get charged more to be here?
That's unbelievable, Bane. I don't see my paycheck.
I didn't see it either.
Okay, well, that's a conversation we should probably have off air, Zilly.
Should it be?
Let's not make that. No, you're not going to get charged more, Bill.
I don't know that, though.
This show, the studio pays you, okay?
Here, I was going to... Just, the studio has always paid us, but
we're
going to
do this off air.
And that's the way it's always worked, all right? It's confusing.
This,
I don't like it.
This right here.
What?
Look at page three.
Okay.
Hold this.
Just be careful, Bill. I personally never... read anything without a lawyer present.
You don't read, period, Tyler.
So and you also get paid by the studio. Okay. So we're gonna get. I'm getting paid. I'm not gonna have to pay for the studio time if I'm getting paid.
Bingo. That was always a stupid rule that never made any sense. You request studio time, you pay for the studio time, but then you get reimbursed. It made zero sense, okay? So from now on, if you are a podcast that is a regular and you get paid to be here, you don't have to pay for studio time.
That's good.
Maybe you should look, though, Bill, at how much you're going to get paid.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Hang on. Okay, that, now that's less money, Big on a Skull Bane. You're paying me less money to be... What?
It's not less money.
You're going to pay me inflation again?
No, it's not inflation, and it's not less money, okay? All I did was take out the amount that you had to pay for studio.
Okay.
And took it out of how much I was paying you.
That just doesn't make any...
It's the exact same amount of money, Bill.
Is it, though?
It's the exact same.
Because it looks like it's a lot less.
I just did the work for you.
It looks like less money.
You don't have to pay me anymore. Now I just pay you.
But it looks like it's a lot less money there, Big on a Skull Bane.
The amount. That's it.
I don't know. Something smells a little fishy.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking tuna.
Well, yeah, I don't think anybody was talking tuna fish.
No, nobody was talking tuna.
I don't know about this.
It's literally the same amount of money you were getting paid, okay? I know this because I looked at the books, okay? I looked at how much you were getting paid, and then I looked at how much you were paying the studio to be here. And all I did was took the money that you were paying the studio, and I subtracted that from how much the studio was paying you. And so now you are strictly getting paid. No money has to come from you, okay? All I did was cut out that extra step. So now you are getting paid the exact same amount of money, but you don't have to hand money to us. You just get a paycheck, all right?
I don't know. Something about this smells...
fishy.
Yeah.
A little fishy there, Big on a Skull Bane. Are you cooking up tuna?
I'm not cooking any kind of fish, Tyler. This is just to make things simpler. All right? I don't know why it's such a difficult thing for you guys to understand. God. It's just...
How come
this wasn't any kind of issues at any of the other facilities?
Because no one has our brains bigger than
Skull Bane. Any of the other Moonlight Studio campuses, everybody was ecstatic to hear that.
Were they?
Because they hated having to swipe a card to pay for studio time only to get a check at the end of the week. It baffles me.
It should baffle you. It should baffle you, Big on a Skull Bane, because here's the deal. All right, no, I loved swiping that card. Okay, getting that little swipey to swipe. Okay? I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss that little swipey to swipe. All right? And then that check at the end of it was so much bigger. All right? I loved that big check. And now what am I going to do? I can't live off of that.
Save the money that you would have spent. Put it aside. You'll have the exact same amount of money.
Okay. We are in parts unknown, America, all right? This is the land of excess there, Big on a Skull Bane. You think I can save money? Again, we are in America, okay? This is the land of excess, where if you have even an extra dime, you spend it there, Big on a Skull Bane. You spend that dime on whatever you can afford with that dime. Is it a stick of bubble gum? Probably not, because of inflation. And we're back to that. We're back to inflation because of you, Big on a Skull Bane. All because of you raising the prices and lowering the wages. Wow. Zelly's paycheck has been lowered.
It has not.
No, Bill, it hasn't been lowered. It didn't raise with the cost of inflation.
Exactly.
Well, my paycheck was lowered. Okay, and I am not happy about
that. Tyler, you skipped 3 days of work last week, and you never called me to tell me why or to tell me that you were even still alive, all right? So the fact that you're even here and still getting a paycheck, that should be enough for you, all right? You keep coming to work, your paycheck will go back up.
Is that all I have to do? Just keep coming to work and I'll have more money?
Well, yeah, that's how paychecks work. You come to work, you get paid for working.
Hey, Bill, I'm going to do a dope thing. I'm going to just stay clocked in so I'll get paid for 24 hours a day, seven days a week. He'll never see it coming, but he's got to pay because I was here. I was clocked in. I'm going to bring my bed. I'm going to bring my mattress and I'll just take a little nap. don't tell him, though. Don't tell Big and Scorpion about that.
Don't tell me about that, Bill.
I won't.
Yeah.
I won't.
Don't let me find out that Tyler's going to try to steal from the company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let me find out that Tyler's been clocking in and staying clocked in and sleeping here at Moonlight Studios. Don't let me find out about that, Bill. Okay? Don't let me find out that Tyler's trying to steal from me. All right? When I'm trying to keep this company afloat. All right? It's a very stressful job, Tyler. And you're over here, you're trying to steal from the company, and frankly, I don't have any more patience for stuff like this, okay? I am up to my ears in paperwork. My assistant quit, okay? And I have nobody. I have nobody to file this paperwork.
Can you just stop?
Now you're trying to steal, nope. You're trying to steal from the company.
Just stop, Big and Scorpion. Can you just stop? Can you just be done? Can you be done here, okay?
We don't need you harassing Tyler, okay,
harassing Tyler? Harassing him.
Just make it a little goof, Big and Scorpion. You don't have to get so uptight about it.
I don't have to, because I am uptight, Tyler, because I have to deal with people like you at every single one of these locations. And I'm up to my ears in this. I've had it up to my ears. Okay? It's too much. I don't know. What is happening with you guys? What are we doing here? Okay?
Sally, do you think it might be time?
I don't know. Maybe let's wait.
Time for what? Time to do what?
I'm just going
to
tell him, Sally. I'm just going to tell him.
You're going to tell me what?
It's fine.
Well, it's clearly he's stressed out.
I am.
He's clearly stressed out, and I think somebody should just relieve him of it.
Well, somebody talk to me. What is happening?
Big and Scorpion, we got some news to tell you, and honestly, we were going to try to just goof around with you for a while, but I honestly think you need to hear it. So here goes.
The news is that time's up. Time's up for the show.
No, okay. That's not it.
We failed today. We didn't convince you to sign a new contract.
That's not what I'm trying to tell you.
We'll try again next week.
We'll just have to try harder next week.
You got it.
That's not what I'm trying to tell you, Big and Scorpion. Big and Scorpion, the contract from PHPW
was a solid contract. Ironclad, Big and Scorpion. And frankly, I think everybody could learn from contracts like that.
Thank you.
It's time to wrap it up.
Okay, but we gotta get this out, Zelly.
The only thing that's getting out is you and me tonight on the dance floor, Bill.
I don't feel like going dancing tonight.
That was strange. Oof, y'all are weird.
Okay, Big and Scorpion, I'm trying to tell you something very serious, okay? Thank you for listening to another fantastic edition of No Holds Ball with Bill Venus. I'm the host, Bill Venus, an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. And Bill Venus is in charge.
That's right. Just like Charles in charge, Bill Venus. It's going to be a good sitcom, man. That's next week's idea.
I don't think I like that either.
Say bye to the people, Bane.
Bye, everybody.
Tyler, say bye to the people.
Goodbye, everybody.
Sally?
Goodbye, everybody.
Well, until next time, guess I will see you down the road. shoot. All right, Big and Scorpion, seriously, we got to talk to you about this.
Okay, well, just spit it out, man. I got so much on my plate that I don't know if I can handle too
much. Steakhouse is probably the best steak restaurant in parts unknown.
That's not what I was going to say.
I feel like Tommy's is a little overrated.
How dare you, Bane. Tommy's Steakhouse is of the finest steak in parts unknown. All right. Do you know they import their cows from outside of parts unknown? They're not homegrown cows. Do you know how much it costs to import cows to parts unknown? Big and Scorpion, it's a lot. Okay? It's a lot. Which is why they cost so much at Tommy's Steakhouse. A little bit more these days than they used to, but still, that's just inflammation for you.
Did you mean inflation or information? Or did you actually mean inflammation? Because Tommy's Steakhouse gives you inflammation.
There's one thing I know, Big and Scorpion, is when I say something, I mean it. Okay? That's inflammation for you.
Oh, God. Okay, Bill, can you please just tell me what you were going to say?
Just never mind, Baroness Corbin. Just never mind. Forget it. Forget it. All right. I'm going to go because this is silly. Zelly, are you ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
We'll get our dancing shoes on. Let's get out of here for the rest of the night.
Well, Tyler, I guess I'm going to get out of here, too.
I'll go with you. We'll get our dancing shoes on and we'll just... Boot scoot and buggy. Nah.
That's it?
No, there's more to it, bigger than the score, Bane. Okay. All right? There's more to it than that. All right?
I sure hope so.
Here's the story. All right? Just let me sit back. Kick your socks off.
Yep.
Before they get blown off, big in the skull bane.
All right.
All right, kick your socks off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And let me tell you the story. All right. Post-apocalyptic. Dystopian wasteland.
Yeah.
All right. Hank Hardbody. Hello, me. Other words known as me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to save the world. Hank Hardbody is going to save the world. From the new overlord of the entire world.
Got it.
Big in a skull bane. Lord Pencildeck.
Lord Pencildeck.
Right.
That's...
and
that's his name? Lord Pencildeck? Got it.
Welcome back to No Holds Barred with Bill Benis.
What?
What was that? That was a weird intro.
Yeah.